Life doesn't happen to you. It happens through you, because planted in the soil of your soul is a seed of infinite potential waiting for the right conditions to grow. And the power to activate it is in your control. That's the law of emergence. And this podcast gives you the tools to turn it on like never before. Welcome to Emergence, a revolutionary path for radical life change with Derek Riedel.
My fellow Emergineers, Derek Riedel here, founder of the Law of Emergence and author of the book Emergence, and it's just great to be with you. We're doing a deep dive in this session around this title or this topic of the fields are always full. How to transcend seasons and cycles and experience more abundance now. And this is such an important distinction and concept to begin to understand. The fields are always full. And it comes from a biblical passage that and I don't have the exact wording, but essentially the disciples are asking Jesus something about, you know, when's the harvest going to come? And, you know, they were farmers and I think they were having a conversation that was both literal and metaphorical. They were meaning kind of like, when is all this stuff we're doing going to pay off? You know, when are people going to get it? When is heaven going to manifest? You know, because they thought heaven was a literal place and they didn't quite understand it. And also they were farmers and stuff, and there was a sense of, you know, understanding that there's a cycles and seasons for when stuff manifests and grows. And he said something to the effect of, lift up your eyes and behold, the fields are already white unto the harvest. Or some interpretations, they're already ripe unto the harvest. So white meaning, you know, the full blossom, it would be like this white blossom everywhere. And so he was saying, it's already here. And then he said, but there are not enough, something to the effect of, there are not enough laborers to go into the field. So what he was saying was, it's already here. And this was kind of his message over and over again. It's the message of all the great master teachers, Buddha, Lao Tzu, Kuan Yin, Shankara, Jesus. You know, they're all essentially teaching the same thing, which is, it's already here. It's already now. Heaven is at hand. Nirvana is at hand. Abundance is at hand. It's all here now, but you're judging by appearances, and you've only developed your physical senses and faculties, and you need to develop your soul faculties, your ability to see the invisible and hear the inaudible and feel the intangible so that you can then do the impossible. So what he was teaching, and again, many, many occasions, he was saying the same point, because they were asking, when's heaven going to come and all that? And he's like, it's not going to be by observation. It's not going to be over there, over here. Behold, the kingdom of heaven is within you, and it's at hand now. So the idea is, and you've heard me use the analogy of the radio broadcast, that when you tune right now where you all are at, your favorite music and information is broadcasting. Notwithstanding this particular talk that I'm giving you right now that you are tuned into, there's information and inspiration and music broadcasting that if you were to suddenly hear it, it would inspire you and you'd feel the rhythm and the beat and the groove and it would change your mental, emotional, physical state. But it's not doing that for you right now because it's not manifest where you are, but it is broadcasting where you are. It's broadcasting at a frequency that you're not tuned into. So when you tune the dial of your radio to the frequency where that music is playing, that music becomes manifest. That station becomes manifest. Or, other words, you have a manifest station, a manifestation. So the music wasn't playing in the future. It wasn't playing in the distance, right? It's not going to come eventually. It's broadcasting and playing right where you are right now. The only distance between you and the manifestation of the music is a distance in frequency. So when the frequencies match, you have music, you have a manifestation. But manifestation, its real meaning, we've often been thought that manifestation is making something happen that's not happening, creating a form that doesn't exist. But manifestation is about making that which already is, but is invisible or intangible to your current material senses, making it manifest. So it's potential in the sense of where you, in terms of your physical senses, it's potential, but it's actual in the dimension where it's already broadcasting. So that music is potentially in your life, but it's actually broadcasting at the frequency where it exists. You see what I'm saying? So we talk about potential oftentimes, and that can also be can create a misperception. Life is not potential. Life is. The fields are white unto the harvest. The abundance is already here now. It's not here in potential. It's actually here. Health and wealth and wholeness and harmony and joy and peace and love, the fullness of life, heaven, paradise, nirvana, everything you could ever want, hope for, desire, and need to be all you were created to be is already here. Actually, not in potential, but actually, but it is potential in terms of your experience. So whenever we think of potential, we're talking about experience. There's infinite potential experience, but there's infinite actualized expression in reality. The fields are infinite, and they're already fully in bloom. The cattle on a thousand hills are already yours. As the saying says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that the Father has is yours. In other words, it's all yours now. But there aren't enough laborers to go into the field. And what that means is not enough people are doing the real work to come into congruence, to come into vibrational integrity with what's already happening. There's not enough people going into the field, and you can think of field in terms of quantum field, to go into the field and begin to gather up the good that's here into the basket of their consciousness. There's not enough people really doing that work. Instead, what are people doing? They're doing one of two things. They're either going out and trying to make something happen, which is kind of like going into the field that's already fully in bloom and trying to plant seeds and make stuff grow and make stuff happen, and literally while you're trampling over all of the things that are already blossoming. So people are trying to make stuff happen, which actually is a form of resistance and creates a greater ultimate experience of lack, limitation, separation, conflict, because it's coming from a premise that it's not happening, it's not working, I don't have it, I'm not enough, you're not enough, we're not enough, we don't have enough, so now let's go do a bunch of stuff to be enough, have enough, get enough, make enough, and if we can't do it by natural kind means, we'll do it by more manipulative and controlling and cajoling means, and if that still doesn't work, then we'll do it by destructive and dominating means, and up the scale we go into conflict and war and terrorism and all manner of things, all based from the fundamental belief that something's missing, something's lacking, something's broken, something's wrong, which is complete blind ignorance from the truth, which is that the fields are already white under the harvest, but you need to go out and gather it up. You need to do the work to begin to gather it up, which means come into integrity vibrationally with what's already here. So that's one side of the fence. The other side of the fence is it's not happening, it's not working, I'm not enough, we're not enough, we don't have enough, so I'm going to withdraw, and I'm going to just find a comfortable, convenient place where I can shoot up my anesthetic of choice and just try to be anti-bored until I die. Try to be anti-bored, try to stay out of trouble, try to not get hurt, try to not lose more. I'm just going to shrink and adapt and conform because life's hard and then you die. And let me just try to get a little bit of pleasure and a little bit of comfort and a little bit of convenience and not rock the boat. And so on one side, we try to go out and make a bunch of stuff happen from the more common level of, you know, struggle and striving and climbing the ladder all the way to war and terrorism and destruction. And on the other side, we withdraw and we shrink. We conform, we adapt, we seek comfort, convenience, and pleasure, and some form of anesthetic, so that we don't have to feel the pain of not living our full life, all the way to the extreme of completely closing our heart and our mind off and just kind of withering in a corner somewhere. So those are the two extreme poles and the spectrums. But in the middle, as Buddha called the middle path, there is you guys, which is having the awareness that the fields are already ripe under the harvest, that the fields are always full, and that we are not merely victims of cycles and seasons. You know, when there's a quote-unquote down economic cycle or season, that has nothing to do with our capacity to generate abundance and opportunity. When there is all manner of challenge and conflict and our life appears to be, our field of our life appears to be fallow and it appears to be winter and where nothing can grow. That has nothing to do with our capacity to generate whatever we need in abundance, because it's already here, it's always here. In God, there are no seasons or cycles. There is no time or space. Now, the caveat to all of this is that it still may take what appears to be time. It still may take what appears to be cycles and seasons. And the reason is because it's infinite and it's forever unfolding, so there is no end to it. You're never going to reach the end. And sometimes there's other stuff being worked out in us that we may not be aware of. You know, so as I've said, you know, you pray for patience. You don't necessarily go poof, you're patient. You may need to be in rush hour traffic for a while and suddenly experience all the unconscious rage and frustration and anger and judgment and projection so that you can purify that and integrate another level of power so that you can really embody patience in a deep and permanent way. So that you can be strong enough and have the soul stamina to carry that energy into environments where there is a great dearth of patience or love or peace or joy or whatever. So sometimes you have to go through a process of resistance training, like going to a gym and building those muscles. And so the field doesn't appear to be in bloom immediately for you. But your work is to keep going into the field where it is already in bloom, energetically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, to keep coming back to that set point of it's already full, I already have everything, I'm already abundant, I'm already patient, I'm already peaceful, I'm already loving, I'm already loved and supported and fulfilled and free, and all of my needs are met, and everything is working together for my good. Let me see it, let me feel it, let me be it. And so your prayers, your affirmations, your meditations are about continually coming back. And then the shadow work and things like that are about digging your roots deeper. And so while you face the appearances of lack and limitation and scarcity and problems, your work is to keep coming back. Keep coming back, keep coming back. When you find your mind acquiescing to the belief that, oh, it's going to take a long time, it's going to take too long, or maybe it'll never happen, or the economy's bad, or my bank account's low, or I don't have the talent and the ability and the experience. Why would anybody want what I have to offer? Who am I? You know, my parents always said I would never amount to anything. You know, whatever the story is, you notice it. You notice that you're buying into that belief that there's seasons and cycles and that there's other conditions that can have power over you and determine or block or delay your demonstration, and you come back to the truth. Wait a second. No. The fields are already full. Life is already abundant. Life is already whole, complete, and perfect. The divine intelligence already made it all and named it all good, and God made all that was made, and whatever God didn't make was never made. So the only thing there is a universe and a world and a life of wholeness and harmony and abundance and freedom and fulfillment, and I'm a unique expression of that. That's the truth. That's real life. That's here now. Open my eyes that I may see it. Open my heart that I may feel it and be it. Command my hands and feet that I may live it. That I may walk and talk and feel as if I'm living in heaven already. And then we build the structures and the plan and a way of life that is increasingly congruent with that stance, regardless of appearances. We don't wait for anyone or anything to change. We show up and we be the change. We don't pray for rain to water our fields so that it will grow. We pray from rain. We pray rain. We pray abundance. We pray love. We don't pray for it, because that would connote that we don't have it. We are an instrument of infinite love and abundance. So we pray abundance. We pray love. We pray peace. We pray wholeness. We affirm it. We don't. It's not an affirmation. It's an affirmation. We affirm from this consciousness that the fields are already full. We pray and affirm and walk and talk and live from. We recognize we're not on our way back home. We're not on our way to heaven. We're not on our way to wealth or abundance or health. We're not on our way to anything. We're coming from the thing itself. The sunbeam is not on its way to the sun, right? The sunbeam is coming from the light, is the light, and it's not in any way trying to get to something. It's not coming from something. It's living for something. It's shining its light into the world, into the darkness. And in fact, the light doesn't even see the darkness. Because the darkness is gone before the light gets there. It only sees its own nature, and it shines. And so we begin to reposition ourselves. We're not on our way back home, back to God, back to heaven, back to love, back to wholeness. No, we are the life and the love and the wholeness and the abundance of God itself, of life itself, coming from wholeness, from heaven, from and shining it and sharing it and circulating it into every dimension of our life and experience. And as we do that, we strengthen our capacity to carry that light and that energy. And then life gives us a bigger and bigger platform so that we can be the light. If we wait for life to be what we think it needs to be in order to be the light and to shine the life and the light, then actually our experience shrinks. Or it becomes more challenging to get us to finally come back to the truth of our being. So our call today is to no longer wait for the harvest to come, to no longer wait for the economy to change, no longer wait for our family, our friends, our associates to agree with us, to validate us, to no longer wait to think we're good enough, that we have enough, that we are enough, but to take a stand today in the middle of the field of our life and begin to know and affirm and live from the truth that we are surrounded by abundance, that we are enveloped in abundance, that we are an emanation of abundance, abundance of all good, infinite supply. And then ask, if that was true, how would I show up today? If that was true, who would I be today? Who would I be and how would I show up in my relationships, in my place of business, in my creative endeavors, in the groups I'm part of? If this was true, how would I begin to think and feel, walk and talk? What would I begin to go for? What would I begin to create, contribute, express? And I invite you right now just to contemplate that. If it's really true that the fields are full and white under the harvest and I'm surrounded and enveloped by abundance and that I'm literally an expression of the light, I'm literally an expression of wealth and health and harmony and abundance and peace, love, joy. Even if I can't see it or feel it or touch it right now, that's what's true about me. I'm shot directly from the heart and mind of God itself. I'm a beam of divine light with everything that I need. And it's not ever going to come to me. It has to come through and as me. Remember, whatever's missing is what you're not giving. Whatever you're waiting for, you're waiting with and weighing it down. You are the light. If you're looking up to God and saying, God, there's these problems, when are you going to do something about it? God's looking back at you and saying, why do you think I put you there? Instead of looking at your big problems and feeling like you have a little God, you want to begin to tell your problems about your big God. Instead of worrying about what you're facing, you want to remember what those problems are facing. They're facing the infinite presence of love and light and power called you. So take a moment and just contemplate, if this was true, how would I show up? And just feel into your life areas where you maybe are holding back, where you are afraid, where you're not following through or you're not getting started. Perhaps it's a conversation that you know you want or need to have. Perhaps it's an action you know you want or need to take. Take a moment now and scan your life. Be willing to be radically honest and transparent with yourself. Where are you not fully showing up? Where are you not telling the truth and being the truth, being authentic, taking a stand, being a stand? Where are you holding your love back until somebody else loves you or validates you or, you know, gives you something you think they took away? Where are you holding your love back? Where are you holding your gratitude back until something happens in your life? Where are you holding your power back until you feel like you have enough to be powerful? Where are you not creating the thing you want to create because you think someone or something has to change? So just notice, and maybe let your awareness land on one very pressing area, the one that bubbles up the most pressing. And just ask, if I really believe this was true, what's being said here, and it is, how would I begin to show up differently? What would I begin to do, stop doing, do more of, less of, do differently? How would I hold myself? How would I show up? What would I create or contribute? And just notice, you know, perhaps what is the self-talk? Yeah, but what if this happens or what if that happens? Just notice that. And that's your homework, your home play, is to be willing to unpack that's in the way, that belief, that shadow or threshold, but not to wait to solve that before you step out into your field. And right now, make a commitment within yourself. You're going to show up in that area. You're going to step out. You're going to take your basket and step into your field and begin to harvest the good that's there. You're going to begin to show up as if you're really supported. You're not going to wait for the right season or the right cycle. You're going to show up and claim your good. Feel that inner commitment. Feel your inner yes. Yes, I'm willing. Yes, I'm able. Yes, yes, yes. As I just take a moment to anchor this in a quantum prayer, knowing that absolutely there is only one life, one power, one presence, one cause, all loving, all giving, all knowing, all good. And that there is no other power or substance or activity outside of the one. That experience is a liar. Experience only tells us what we believe or perceive or project. It's a relative perception and projection of the infinite perfection. It's an old thought that's become coagulated into experience. No matter how it looks or feels, it has no power. Only I am power. The I am of our being. Only I am cause, the I am of our being. And it is a power and a cause and a substance of life and wholeness and abundance and creativity, inspiration, generosity, health, wealth, freedom, fulfillment. It's a cause of freedom. It's a cause of so much good. Celebration, support, love. And it is the only thing going on. We yield to this, saying in substance, use me. I'm willing, I'm ready. More than I want to fix, change, heal, control any condition, I want to wake up to the truth that makes me free. I want to see divine reality. I want to be an instrument of it, a transparency of it. I'm willing and ready to let go of all false beliefs, concepts, perceptions, personal material sense of separation, anything and everything that would hinder, block, delay, or deny the full realization and expression of my true self, my true destiny of greatness. I'm willing to be transformed by the renewing of my heart and mind. I'm willing to be more receptive to the good than I've ever been before. I'm willing, heal my unwillingness. I'm willing. Use me, life. Send me. Make me an instrument of your love, your peace, your truth, your joy. I'm willing. I'm ready. I'm able. I know that God does not call the qualified. God qualifies the called. We've all been called now. We don't have to wait till we feel qualified. We just answer the call. And we are qualified on the way. Right now, it's happening. Whatever needs to be released or embraced, thought, spoken, or done to make us an ever purer, stronger place for the life and the light and the love of God, of the universe, the wisdom, the genius, the capacity to fully express through and as us, it's happening now. Right now, we are free. Right now we are standing in a field of more abundance than we can ever possibly receive. Right now the Spirit is saying within us, prove me in this. Prove the principle. Take a stand for it. And I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing too big for you to receive. The blessing is always pouring. It's always bigger than us. The manna is always falling fresh from heaven. It's always bigger than us. The love and the life and the light and the joy and the abundance and the wealth and the health and the vitality and the vigor and the companionship and the creativity and the genius is pouring through and as us, bigger, always bigger. Always knocking at the door of our heart and soul and saying, let me out. More good than we could ever imagine or hold is always pouring forth through and as us, ready and willing, because we are the place that life gets to put itself on display. Life wants to manifest its glory, its greatness, its goodness as us infinitely more than we want it for ourselves. Just as the tree wants to manifest its good through every branch. That's why it exists. We are all branches on the great tree of life, and life utterly and completely loves us and supports us and wants to shine and show forth its infinite good as us. We're willing now. We're ready. We're saying yes, yes, yes. The sun cannot shine its light without the sunbeams. We are the beams of divine light. We are the way that life becomes manifest. And now we are available. We are saying yes. Our life is not a question mark. It's an exclamation point. And I just give thanks for this awareness. I lovingly let it be. And so it is.
Thank you for listening to the Emergence Podcast. Please visit emergencetraining.com to learn more and get a free training on the law of emergence. Thank you once again, and stay inspired.